I had a picture. I was reminded of, you know, the picture of the Good Shepherd with Jesus, with the lamb around its neck. And I just felt the Lord saying, you know, maybe some of you feel lost at the moment and feel that they don't quite know where the Lord is. Maybe some of you feel bruised and battered by circumstances of life, but do not be afraid. I am looking for you at the moment. Let me find you and let me carry you. I do want to carry you like that lamb with your head near my heart.
Following on from that and Paola's word and also the scripture that John shared, I had a sense of the Lord's greatness and the invitation to do reverence with our lives. As we revere God, he is bigger. And I felt, you know, there was an invitation from the Lord to remember that he is bigger than everything that we face, than, you know, all our challenges or trials or joys, everything that, you know, is in our life that is daunting. God is bigger than that, and just to that invitation that this is holy ground, and to do reverence to God and remember, part of revering him is remembering that he is bigger.
Yeah, I've got the sense of God is saying to us that we should come as we are. Especially, this is my debut. I've never done this before, but haven't been coming here because I'm thinking, oh, my accent, they're not going to understand what I'm saying. Trying to have all my grammars perfectly before I say anything. But God is telling me, just come as you are. You know, no one is perfect. He's the only perfect God. And give him what you have, and you will see what you can do with it.
Mm-hmm.